Aloha. This is Maya Ananda, your host and guide to this crazy thing we call life, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the big island of Hawaii. And the sun once again just coming up over the Ohia Forest, and lovely to see and feel the sun, as yesterday we were apparently enjoying a bit of that hurricane, whatever it's called, coming through the Pacific. So it was a wet and steamy day. But now, not a cloud in the sky, and sun is up, and so am I. So here we are again. I was thinking I should rename this podcast Sounds from the Rainforest, as I'm sitting here, and it's just, I've got, you know, the sweet little local birds, and then the pheasants, our ghost cow, which of course, you know, it's not an indigenous cow set on the island, but we love her all the same. But just such amazing rainforest sounds, and again, so peaceful and soothing, and sending and sharing a bit of that aloha and peace to you wherever you are in the world, hoping that you are able to take, you know, a few moments, preferably more, right? Just for yourself, dedicated to yourself, and your self-care, your sanity. You know, it often, especially for women, gets pushed to the wayside. And I was just talking to a friend of mine back in Australia who was going through a hard time and you know, really had to dedicate a good part of last year to her self-care, and so proud of her for that. You know, but when we Americans say or think a part of a year, you know, we're lucky if we get 5 minutes in the day. And then we wonder why we're so run down, right? Oh, we have no energy left for the things that we're truly passionate for, that we love, because we're tired. So many things dumped on our heads. And, you know, it's lovely to see this whole embracing of mental health. And again, that's a huge, huge space that we could go into. But, you know, one day a year, really, that's what my company offers. I mean, I suppose you could say it's a start, but really. Anyway, moving on. I don't know if you can hear those little sounds in the background, but our little rainforest kittens have returned. They have popped out of the rainforest again yesterday. My daughter, of course, instantly names any little animal that comes close to us. So we have little Musubi, and the other one I forget, Mochi, I think she's named him. And they're just tumbling about in the sun and just doing what kittens do. Not a worry in the world, right? So sweet. It's kind of hard to focus today because it is so beautiful. You know, the sun again, so warming, and the air really just is perfect this morning. Not windy as it can be. And those of you who have been to Volcano and the east side of the Big Island, yes, gets super, super windy. Reminiscent of my days in Chicago, which is not called the Windy City because of wind, by the way. Okay, just had to throw that out there. Though it does get wicked windy, especially in January. But this wind up here, different kind of wind, kind of feels like the whole island is shaking about. But this morning it is blessedly absent, and there's just a gentle breeze, warm sun, and just peace. So again, sharing that with you for your day. Take a moment. Take two to just find yourself, find that stillness, and begin that journey home. You know, that is what Happy Heart Sanctuary is all about. It's that journey home. And it's the inner home that I'm talking about. Reconnecting to your heart space, your inner wisdom, those spaces within you that are ancient, that hold that the memories of all of your lifetimes, all of your learnings. It's all within you. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. All within you and ready to access at a moment's notice. You just got to go there. And in order to go there, you need to create some space. So really big about creating sacred space. Can be a physical space that allows you to just mentally disconnect from the world and check into that, space of serenity, space of the divine. But also creating that sacred space just within your day, you know, and maybe you just put it on your calendar if you're a calendar person and you actually schedule it each day as best as you can and say, these 5 moments are for me. And you shut the phone off and you lock yourself away or go outside for a walk, something that's dedicated to you. Because I tell you, this is the movement. This is the change that we need to see, that we value ourselves, our sanity, our self-care, our well-being, especially for women, above all. Right? Who is with me on this one? And I get so often, well, I just don't have time. I just don't have time. But it's to our detriment, isn't it? Now, we can jump over to the bucket of time is an illusion. There's no such thing as time and space. So it is a man-crafted illusion, and I do use that pronoun. So you can actually bend it. You can prolong it. You can pretend it's like, what is that stuff called? Silly putty. You can stretch it out in your day. And if you are doing some of the practices of, instead of jumping out of your bed in the morning and just plowing through your day, but taking those moments for you in the morning to tap within yourself and really see what energy you bring into the table. You know, you can control your energy. You do control your energy. We've just forgotten that. And we've forgotten the skills to play with it, to change it, to shift it, to expand it. But all starts with that desire of change and a simple thought. You know, today I'm going to let frustration slip away. I'm going to choose calm. I'm going to choose a day that flows. And I'm going to choose expansion. Now, I give you a tip there. If you're really struggling wherever you are in this day or this moment, to take a breath and breathe in expansion. Because what happens without thinking about it is when we are rushing about and allowing our minds to run amok with 10 zillion thoughts within it, thinking about all of the tasks between now and our death, right? You get overwhelmed and you're building up energy within yourself. And you're actually winding cords of constriction around yourself. More on that later. But expansion is a beautiful space, a beautiful energy to breathe in. And if you're not knowing what you should focus on in your day, just allow for that expansion. Today, I breathe in expansion. I am open to possibilities. Now, that is a really good mantra for wherever you are. I use that a zillion times during the week. I am open to possibilities because here's the deal. The universe, it knows what's in your heart. We spend so much time in prayer, in focus, going, okay, this is what I'd like now. But you know what? The universe knows. It knows because you've already had this conversation with the universe, with God, Goddess, Divine Light. Give it your name that you're comfortable with. You already had this conversation, so it knows what's in your heart. You just have to allow it freedom. Allow it freedom. Allow it space to breathe and blossom and grow. And it can't do that if you're trying to put movement into each movement of each day. I'm going to do this at this time and this at this time, and this is my goal for today and that's my goal for tomorrow. And when I say this, I'm not saying goals aren't good, because it's good to have a plan, but it's also good to leave space for the universe to say, you know what, I'm hearing you, that's what you're saying, but your heart's saying something else. Give it that gift of override. So expansion is a great space to start. And again, bringing in just a personal moment. You know, my husband passed and I was just in that phase of shock still. And, you know, the biggest WTF moment in my life, trying to keep this family friendly here. Like, what am I going to do? And I could feel myself going down this really dark road. Really dark road. One which ended with me in the ocean and just allowing it to take hold and embrace me. And that couldn't be. So I said, right, okay. Use your skills here, Maya. I could think about this moment as the worst moment in my life, and I can hold on to that story and I can shove it into everyone's face. And that will be my story. That will be my pack that I carry with me the rest of my life. And that would create one ending, wouldn't it? I said, I'm not going to let that happen. This happened. Yeah, it is not fun. But I'm going to take this moment and turn it on its head. So I said, I'm not going to allow this moment to define me. What happened, happened. Now it's my job to explore it and to expand it. And that was my mantra. I said, I am open to the new. I am open to expansion. I am open to possibilities. And I would not let it define me. So here's your homework as you go about your day. What are you carrying with you that you're allowing to define yourself? And is that the definition that you really want? Is that the story that you want? Is that how you want people to interact with you? Think about it. If I said to you, tell me about yourself, what would you spit out instantly without thinking? Check that. Observe what you've been saying. Because that, my lovelies, is the life that you are consciously and unconsciously spinning around yourself. It all starts from the story. So again, homework for today. What's your story? How can you redefine it? How can you redefine it with your parameters? Yep, it's a big one. Well, short and sweet today. That's feeling complete. You know, some big stuff in there. So this is Maya Ananda Voce sending you aloha and love from the Big Island. Happy Heart Sanctuary here on the Big Island of Hawaii. Sun really blasting right now. I think I can shed my winter sweater. And maybe pry Sylvester out of my lap now as he was trying to get some extra warmth, but the sun is plenty warm, Sylvester, so maybe you can go in your dog bed and get off my lap. What do you think? And with that, he just looks at me and lies down, saying, "Nope, your lap's better, mommy." Oh, life, right? All right, closing again. Maya Voce, your host and guide. This crazy thing called life, coming to you from the Happy Heart Sanctuary, sending you love and aloha for a beautiful day. My heart to yours. We are one. Aloha and bye.